Okay, so today is April 25th. This is the Wake Up Empath class. My co-host for today is Bobby Allison. So welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. So today we're going to be talking about empathing and why it's important to start to shift away from the traditional model of being an empath, especially now in these higher frequencies, right? And you know you're an empath if you are finding yourself tuning into, first of all, the energies that are playing out around us, right? We can start to feel that in our bodies. It's also what is making us feel super emotional, super irritated, frustrated, sad. And then also, as we're going about our day-to-day, we may be interacting with other people, and as they're telling us, their stories and situations, we find ourselves kind of getting rooted in their stuff and then taking that on and not being able to clear it or shake it. So the purpose of today's class is really to talk about some of that and give some higher perspectives, I hope, on how we can do a better job of navigating what is playing out around us as far as the energies are concerned, and also using this time, because it is presenting for us to move into higher timelines, move into a higher state of being, shift our own personal frequency up, and do, you know, hopefully have a better time navigating this reality, right? Because empathing in the past has led to a lot of disabilities, both emotional and physical, right? We see that all the time where people can't break themselves away from that old traditional model of empathing and then start to find themselves with all kinds of illnesses. And we see that a lot in the psychic medium community where people are taking on, I'm sure Bob, you've experienced that too, where you've had readings, right?
Yes.
And then felt that through the reading. And
well, I think that's the whole point of a reading, is you want to be able to get into their emotion and to feel what they're feeling so that you can help them get out of it by giving them the tools to, to get out of it and to recognize that they don't have to sit in that pain body.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. And sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes we do get stuck in that. And getting ourselves out, right? Once we're getting in, for those of you that are working your spiritual gifts, getting stuck can be a hazard of the job, so to speak, and it happens until you start to really realize and then make some changes and shift what it is.
Well, I carry people's pain all day long until the night, thinking mm-hmm. that at night, you know, when you're laying in bed, then you bring in the light and you push everything out through mm-hmm. your feet. So living yeah. with, if you did two or three readings in a day, living with everybody's pain, the loss of their children, their parents, siblings, or just painful divorces and things they're going through. And I didn't know that you can like release it very quick. I just never thought of it that way. So I carried mm-hmm. it with me all day, and it would affect mm-hmm. my day. And yep. sometimes maybe stuff gets stuck there for longer than when you finally finally release it at night.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And when we look at where we are now, right? And so for some of you, this might be new work, and some of you that have worked with us before or worked with me personally, it won't be new work, but we're shifting frequencies, right? We've been born into the third dimensional realm, and third dimension holds duality and polarity. So if there's good, there's bad, right? And there's right and there's wrong. And we're seeing that playing out in the collectives now. And so, in the realm of empathing, that the whole dynamic that is empathing plays into victimhood mentality, right? And so it can really keep us stuck, and we're not even in any kind of an awareness that we're playing into that mentality as we're tuning into another's emotions. And then those emotions become our emotions, right? I hear this a lot from a lot of people that I work with to help them shift out of empathing and to choose a different way of engaging in their readings, their client sessions, because it's not just with psychic mediums. It's in all facets of work that we do, and it's in all relationships, okay? It's in our personal relationships. It's in our family dynamic. It's in our friends. It's work. It's everything. So, you know, this is where having maybe another perspective and, again, some tools, like Bobby had mentioned before, is going to help you. So why is empathing considered part of the victimhood mentality? Well, the reason for that is because many times when we are wanting to work with somebody, right, and it could just be a friend who is struggling, going through some kind of a hardship, and we might be a little bit more sensitive, we start to feel into that other person's pain. We start to empathize with them, and then we can very easily pull that frequency from them and put it into our energetic field, right? So it's almost like the reverse of the energetic vampire. This is where you're unintentionally taking that energy from them. And we do that very unconsciously as healers. So if you look at it from the perspective of the energy within our body, right? We could start with the chakras being probably the largest group of energy centers, and the chakras, because the point is facing the spine and the cone end is facing out, are one of the biggest highways of information that we have in our body. And so if we're pointing out and we're constantly using those chakras, almost like now you use a metal detector, right? It's a divining tool. We're looking for and searching for and intuiting what is taking place, right? The whole reading somebody happens kind of naturally. We don't even realize we're doing it, but we're doing it because that aspect, that intuition part of us, that psychic ability part of us, that mediumship part of us is natural, right? And it's becoming more natural now because the veil is getting so thin. And the veil is virtually non-existent anymore as we've shifted more into fourth dimensional field. So if we're starting with the chakras and looking at how those chakras are relating to energy and emotions around us, and we're seeing that the chakras are pointing out and they're at a clockwise spin, and if we're making a circle with our arm clockwise and we're looking at the dynamic of that and we close our eyes and feel what that feels like, and you could all do that for yourself, you would feel that that spiral that you're making in a clockwise direction is actually pulling toward you. So one of the reasons that we're taking in information as empaths as easily as we are is because our energy body, our chakra system, has already been set up to do that, right? So we're pulling from another's field, from their electromagnetic field, into our energy body, all right? And so that's something that we're doing naturally, right? And again, the chakras are the largest vehicle of information coming and going. We can equate the chakra system to like any major superhighway that has, you know, three or four lanes of cars going back and forth, right? It's a superhighway of information. And then we get to the next level, which are smaller roads or maps of information called meridians. And those are much smaller, but they're covering the whole entire body, right? And still very viable. And maybe those are like two lanes of information back and forth, right? So you have two lanes on each side of the highway instead of a superhighway of four lanes. And then you have the nadi or nadi points. Those are tiny, tiny little tiny specks of points all over, but they're all energy centers. And those points might be like where we have regular streets, where we have two cars passing each other, one lane on each side, right? So we have all of this information coming back and forth, and these are like our, you know, body's superhighway for information. And it's important for us to have this information so that we can understand how our energetic body is working when we're taking on this information from others. And like I said, most of it is happening unintentionally. For those of you that do readings or have, you know, strong abilities as empaths, you know that you could be standing with somebody and looking at that person and they're smiling and telling you that they're having a great day and you're feeling that that's not their truth. It happens all the time, right? So this is where we want to get clear that we don't want to pull in somebody else's information to our field. We can intuit it, we can have a knowing of it, we can have a sense of it, but we don't want to bring it in and we don't want to take it on. So this whole paradigm of the third dimensional consciousness is really an important aspect of empathing, right? And it plays into our energy body in this way, that we have come from a place where there is duality and polarity, which is the third dimension. And third dimension holds a lot of lack consciousness, right? We struggle with that all the time, where we're trying to manifest finances, right? We're trying to manifest abundance. For those that are single, trying to manifest the right relationship, trying to manifest a car, a home, whatever, right? Children, all kinds of things. And so the density that's held in the third dimension actually makes it difficult unless we're stretching our intuitive abilities, creating a higher frequency within our field so that we can tune into those things. And so that's important because if we're not in awareness of what's taking place within our reality and in our field, in our electromagnetic field, then we're tuning into everything that is within that lower frequency, that lower vibration, okay? And this can be a problem because we may be doing this unconsciously. You know, Bobby, you could speak to this too, because a lot of this is the work that you've done in this last year to shift that consciousness, right?
Yeah, I think, I don't even know how I do it. I listen to what you say and then I put the tools there, but then, you know, I go back and forth. So I think for me, it's like practice makes perfect type of thing, and using the tools. And then, you know, I still have stuff coming in and what I'm holding on to, what I'm giving away. It's sometimes, you know, I tell you the truth. I go, it's too overwhelming for me.
Mm-hmm. At times,
At times it is. I'm like, I can't do this because you're so programmed to believe that you need to take from everybody and hold it. And it's okay if you take it from them and then but you don't really necessarily know what to do with it. So I think I'm programmed to hold everything because it's a healer and you're supposed to do that. So
everybody's program. Yes, that's everybody's program. Right.
So it takes time to work through that to say, oh, buzz, you're not supposed to do that. So let's try this instead of that. Oh, that feels better. That works for me. Mm-hmm. So it's trial and error, I guess you would say. Maybe some people will ease through it and some people might take a little time to process it, to reprogram what you've been taught or what you think that you're, you know, intuitively.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how it works. And that was spot on. And, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that though, the way that your process is working, because that's how it works for everybody. You know, if we think about that, the difference in the third dimensional paradigm, right? That heavier, denser state of being, which is, you know, shifting now out of the earth's field and it's wanting to release out of our field, that third dimensional matrix, that paradigm held the density that kept us locked into the old belief systems, right? One of those belief systems was that as a healer, as a light worker, we needed to carry the pain for other people. That soul contract actually ended on December 21st, 2012. So that contract is null and void. And that's why this work is important and the classes like this is important, so that you can release that need or that belief system that says that we have to carry other people's pain. So what Bobby is talking about is in this shift now where we are working to raise our consciousness into a fifth dimensional state of being, where when we do tap into fifth dimension, that 5D vibration, that frequency that we feel makes us feel in a second, absolutely giddy, absolutely happy. Sometimes we don't even know why we feel that way. We'll tap into it and it's like, wow, I feel like I could just walk on water right now because I feel so happy. And then it goes, and it's a, you know, a few seconds it lasts and then it goes. And the reason for that is because as we're working all of this programming and these belief systems and this consciousness, this old lack consciousness out of our energy field, out of our energy bodies, we're constantly shifting back and forth. So we're going from third dimension to fifth dimension to fourth dimension, back to third dimension to fourth dimension to third dimension to fourth dimension to fifth dimension. And then for some people are experiencing two suns in the sky. You know, I've seen it, and a couple other people have tagged me in pictures that they're seeing two suns. Two suns is seventh dimension. We have access to that because the Earth Gaia is holding a higher frequency. It's holding a frequency up to 12th dimension, believe it or not, right? So as the Earth is evolving, as Gaia is evolving, we have to do that too, right? And so it's important to have this information right now, because if we're not aware and we're not holding awareness of how things are affecting our body, then we could unintentionally tune into the lower frequencies, the lower vibrations, and get stuck there for periods of time, not realizing that we don't have to stay there.
Right? My question is this. Mm-hmm. You know, I always have questions upon questions. Yes. So we signed a contract. We, you know that three dimension is supposed to be over. We're not supposed to, you know, that's over. Why would it stay if it's over, if the contract is over? And why do we have to consciously end it? And why do we have access to go back to it? That's what I want to know.
Well, so...
like the 3D.
So you have to... So let me start with this first, right? So all soul contracts were made prior to incarnation, right? And prior to incarnation, we were in a place where there was no duality. There's no polarity. There was only love. So there's no pain. There's no anger. There's no frustration. And everything on a soul level looks like it's going to be great, right? Until we get into the duality of Earth. And then we realize that, you know, if we say we're going to blow ourselves up on a landmine, we didn't realize in the soul form how painful that would be to our human experience. It just was not taken that way because the soul contract was created in a higher realm, in a higher vibration, right? Now, third dimension is not over, right? I just want to say that, which is why I keep saying we can vacillate back and forth. It is pulling out of Gaia's field. It is pulling out of our field. We have an electromagnetic field around us. Some call it a toroidal torus. It looks like a big energy donut that comes in it, and the center of it looks like a donut, right? And that center is the tube torus. It's also the ascension column. And that is the place where we can go up into the higher dimensions. We can travel up and connect into the higher self and into the higher dimensions, right? So that electromagnetic field is connected to Gaia's electromagnetic field. So when Gaia has a shift upward in frequency, you guys, me, we all have a shift up in frequency. Some of you that may not be aware of it or may have stressors that are not supporting you in a better process of shift, then will get dizzy or will feel lightheaded and will have some balance issues. And that's because your electromagnetic field needs to amplify in its frequency so that your field can spin faster and come into alignment with Gaia's field, right? Because we come from Gaia. These bodies that we're in are made of Gaia. They come from the Earth. So it's not that third dimension is completely going away. Third dimension, you have to remember, the Earth contains all of the records for the Akash. So what's happening now, because the frequencies are raising so much higher, these records, and part of that is our records, right, where we're holding memories of having been healers and oracles and witches and herbalists and magic users and other experiences are starting to be integrated in our field. So that means that all past, present, and future timelines, right? Those are timelines. Those are past life timelines. We call them past life. They're not really, because they're all happening now, but they merge into one, into this now moment now. That's why if you read my writings, I'm always saying, stay present, make sure you're here, make sure you're present, make sure you're loved, because we always want to tune into the higher timeline that's available to us, right? So it's not that third dimension is gone completely, but it's that third dimension is starting to split off. So for those of us that are more awake and more aware and are looking to future, are looking to other ways of doing things, pulling in new technologies, new techniques, new awareness that we're creating, we're pulling more into a fourth dimensional state of being, a more fourth dimensional higher frequency. Those who are not, those who are wanting to stay in the old system, those who are afraid of change, who are feeling great fear, who don't want anything to shift, those people are still staying in the third dimensional paradigm, right? So it's like the medical system. The medical system is its own paradigm. So every time a new technology comes out, right, let's say for treating cancer, that whole paradigm has to shift. But you're going to get a split because there are the old belief systems in that paradigm of the medical system treating cancer that say, no, you can only do it this way. And then somebody who's brilliant comes up with a new technique or treatment for cancer and says, no, let's try this. And then we have an argument. So we have fourth dimension wanting to try the new thing and third dimension pulling back into the old paradigm. So I hope that makes
sense. Well, the third paradigm, the third dimension would be the basic foundation, just like you're going up levels. It's still there. That bottom step is still there, but you can tune into using your tools. You can get to the specific dimension that you want to be at. Is that how you want to tell them? Okay.
Yeah.
I know you've told me this 10 times, but yeah. I think for everyone else to understand where maybe it's coming from.
Yeah, so it's a frequency shift, right? And now we're being pushed, catapulted to choose higher. But some of us are not choosing that, and we're going to stay on that old timeline. So for those, Larissa, I see you're wanting to ask a question. Give me 1 second. I just want to finish this, otherwise I'll lose the thought, right? So for those of us who are, you know, wanting to see new ways and new things occurring and happening and pull into that, we're going to choose to bring that energy forward. We have to make that choice where we're wanting to bring all of that forward.
And also, I have one more question before Larissa. Now, Larissa, I know you're a numerologist, so the 3, 4, and 5, does numerology play into the dimensions as it does in your birth name and all that? That's my question. Yep. Well, Larissa, or you?
Larissa, see if you can unmute yourself. It's not letting me unmute you for some reason.
Okay, I guess.
Here we go.
So everything that I have studied and been taught is that exactly what you said, soul contract. We have very unique, specific lessons that we're meant to acquire and master throughout our lifetimes. And some of the problems of why you can't get to the next lesson is that you're not learning from that numeric year what you're supposed to, because as a numerologist, your years have seen. So they repeat from 1 to 9. So let's say you're in a 4 body and you don't learn what you need to learn out of the 4 and master. When you get to that 4, you will experience it again in a different way, but you still have to master the lesson, kind of. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but that, I think that I know we spoke about that a couple of weeks ago, but I meant as far as the dimensions themselves. Do they control the same as what we're living in a year of 4 or 8 or 7? Like, do the dimensions...
It goes by your age. So in numerology, you have pinnacle years and things like that. So for the first part of your life, you're supposed to be like in an ego-driven type more of a pattern, and then it moves into a different. So I would think that, because I want to learn about the dimension, so I'm not knowledgeable enough. But I think when I'm hearing you talk and hearing you speak, Maria, that's what I'm putting it into. Okay. It's almost like these second sections, where like you when you hit over 50, you enter a new stage called maturity numbers, and it's like a whole new dimension. So I would think that would be similar, but I could look into it.
So let me just, Bobby, let me just answer this for one second, because I'm familiar with what Larissa is asking about. So what we're talking about here is, again, from these numbers, right, that pertain to the age. Is that what you're talking about, Larissa, where we're growing, right? So from like 7 to 21, so from 1 to 21, we're going through root chakra, sacral chakra, solar plexus, the whole thing, right? And so, so that's the development, and that is correct, and that does marry into the numerology pertaining to how our energetic body develops, right? So the year, though, it does tie into numerology. We're in a 4-year, okay?
We're in a special 4.
Right.
We're in a master 4.
We're in a master 4. So it's a master builder 22. Am I right? Okay. And yes. And stay on. So don't mute yourself. Stay on with me.
Okay, sorry. Because
I like this. I like when we have like a astrologer or a numerologist in this. So we are in this. So we are in the 4. Now, last year we were in a 3-year. We were in a 12. The 3-year. So the 12 is the soul mastery, and the 3 is the expansion of that soul mastery. So it kind of pulled us right into this 4-year of builder energy. Does everybody see that? In the foundation now that we are needing to put down. So this is where the work is changing. Yes, Larissa, am I right?
You're 100% right. And last year was about acquiring your truth. It was about becoming authentically you and finding ways of expressing your soul's purpose and your soul's mission.
Yes.
So if you did that right, now this year is about building it better.
Yes.
How can you bridge the gap from where you are to where you want to be, raising the conscious awareness for humanity? So it's not just about building it for the soul, for yourself, because it's not a single 4, it's a 22-4. It's about for humanity. So anything that you're being called to do is for a better, better, higher conscious. And the thing about the 22-4 is, it's a great amount of effort required. Mm-hmm. It's not that it's got to be hard. It just is going to be a whole year of work, of being devoted and being dedicated to your, like, what you're building. Does that make sense, Maria?
Yeah, absolutely.
To others, yes.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. 1,000%. That is 1,000% spot on. And thank you for bringing that through and taking this class. Yeah, this is...
My question, hold on.
Sure.
You said soul contract.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe in that completely. My question is, can you have multiple soul contracts? Because I think about times in my life, and I had a very traumatic experience when my son was born. He's mm-hmm. going to be 10 this year. It's where I heard and felt and saw God that night. And I believe I made a soul contract that night with him, with God, with the energy.
Oh, you're giving me
and my entire, spiritual journey from that point mm-hmm. was completely changed. I felt love, I felt peace, and I know my son was saved.
Yeah.
So is that possible to have a second soul contract?
You have a soul contract with each person in your life.
Yeah, so.
You do, okay.
Yeah, so, well, we have multiple soul contracts, right? But it's my belief that so on the level of soul contracts, we have multiple contracts depending on what kind of an experience, right? It's not a lesson, because the lessons are always connotating negative experiences, right? Oh, we had a lesson, right? That's kind of painful. And it emphasizes suffering, right? But that's not the purpose of our soul contracts. It's more for the experience that we're here to have. And so if we look at it from the experience, especially in this 4-year that we're in, like Larissa was saying, we're going to just like have amazing success because we're here to have this experience. We all chose this, right? So, but what I believe that you did that night, where you had that conversation with God, because that was 10 years ago. So we weren't in a place yet where we had 2012, where we had come into a place where we were renegotiating soul agreements, right?
Because it was 2010.
Yeah, so we were still in the old soul contract, you know, timeline. And I believe, because this is the minute you started talking about, this is what downloaded, is that you surrendered to your soul contract.
Oh my God. Yeah, I can
see. Do you understand
right
that?
Now.
Do you understand that? Did you feel that?
I do.
Yeah, and that, right? Because I had to do that too in October 17, 2017. Because I had cancer twice, and then I had a cyst in my Bartholin gland. It was like pain for 4 years trying to heal this cyst because I, you know, didn't have insurance to do the surgery, which wouldn't have worked anyway. It was all about me coming into surrender. So sometimes we have these super huge contracts, and in these super huge contracts, if we're not honoring the contract, there will be a crisis in our life that will force us to surrender. And that's what it takes. So that's what I feel you did. You surrendered to that contract. And once you did that, you were able to sit in the dynamic of that contract and open to it. And that expanded your heart center more. Okay. Now, what's happening now is we are not sticking with those soul contracts. Because if you think about from what I just said before, they were made prior to incarnating in this time period, right? And part of that is that we did that in a higher state of being and didn't realize that some of it wouldn't really be to our benefit when we got into human form. And now, because the energy is so shifted so fast, one of the reasons that we went into ascension, Gaia went into spiritual ascension back in 2012, and this last 7 year corridor has brought us now into, as of this past December 2019, has gone into physical body ascension, right? So think about it from this perspective. We're all being asked to sit still right now, and we've been sitting still, and many are uncomfortable because we're not moving, we're not exercising, we're feeling uncomfortable, we want to move our bodies, we are afraid of how we look, afraid of how we're not going to look, afraid our clothes are not going to fit us, afraid our hair is looking scary, our nails are, you know, really needing to be done, all these kinds of things, right? Well, this is where we are needing to come into our physical body ascension right now. And that's why this is taking place. So if we're empathing outside of what is taking place in our reality, then we're taking ourselves away from that path, like Larissa was just talking about, where we have to sit into what we're working on in this now moment, in this 4 year, and this year is a very big year. This year, last year, required us to shed everything and become completely transparent and become authentic, right? I was posting about that like crazy, sharing like all, everything, the all. And now we have to go even deeper. We have to step in even deeper. Bobby, you want to add something to that?
No, I think it was great.
So this is where we're kind of being pulled forward. We're making new soul agreements. We're replacing the old soul contracts, right? So this is kind of, we see this playing out in relationships. When a relationship is not really working the way that you would have liked it to or that you were hoping for, there's some kind of contention in that relationship. We can lay down at night, right? This is a great tool. I use this all the time when you're going to bed at night. So let me give you a process, because this is one of my favorite processes for nighttime, right? And this is really going to help some of you get into a better place of alignment. And those of you who are struggling maybe with dreams and stuff, this is really going to help you. So when you lay down at night, what I want you to do is I want you to, as you're preparing to go to bed and get yourself into a meditative state to sleep, I want you to ask that the momentum of your thoughts be slowed down, right? And the reason that's important is because you don't want to bring your thoughts from the day into the nighttime feed, right? Because what happens at night, your soul leaves your body and it goes on to do its spiritual work. That's how your soul recharges itself, right? It comes out of the physical body from the heart center and it goes and it's in higher learning. It's your teaching, your meeting with loved ones who have passed, your meeting with soul families that are still on earth that have not passed. You're doing a lot of work and you're alchemizing your Akashic records. So it's really important for you to slow the thoughts down before you actually fall asleep so that you're not carrying your day into your night, right? Because you're doing work in both places, work, daytime work, nighttime work. Now, and the next thing I would do would be to ask to be on the highest timeline that's available to me, right? So it would say, it would sound like, I ask that the momentum of my thoughts slow so that I can enter sleep state. I ask that I be on the highest timeline available to me at this time. Okay. And then if you're struggling with actually falling asleep, what I want you to do is I want you to start thinking about the things that you appreciate. I appreciate this comfortable bed. I appreciate this pillow. I appreciate how snugly I feel, whatever it is that you appreciate, having a roof over my head, being in a safe place. You know, if you have somebody with you, then the person that's with you, if you have kids, appreciate your kids, whatever, just because you know what, that appreciation, right? So we have gratitude and we have appreciation, two very different vibrations, right? So if you feel into both of those and you close your eyes and just feel into both of those, right? Gratitude is great. But appreciation is deeper, right? So feel that. Close your eyes and feel that. I have great gratitude for my bed. I have deep appreciation for my bed. You can't even say them the same way. Say them to yourself. You can't even say them the same way. So when you come into appreciation, you're actually pulling that through your physical body, your energetic body. You're pulling it through your field, right? So when you want to come into something that you're wanting to connect with in your life, hold appreciation for it because that will assist you in bringing that in to your reality, into your field. Okay? Does everybody understand that? Okay, let me just read this question. So Gretchen's asking, if I am close to the heaviest I've ever been during this time, needing extra weight to absorb all the energy, am I self-sabotaging my path or alignment, or does it just have to do with eating too much at home? So this is a really great question, really important, because, you know, as empaths, we feel everything, and we can feel very frustrated if we are in a more sedentary place. And so in this four vibration that we're in of the Master Builder, we have really needed to do our work last year in letting go of the aesthetics of how we're looking, of what is transpiring for us, right? And so a big part of what's taking place is in order for us to hold more light, we have to, in the beginning, as we're creating that light body, that energetic field, we have to take on a little bit more weight, right? It happens to all of us, myself included. And that's a natural part of the process. And in being allowing, you can more easily shift out of that vibration, right? Because it's a frequency thing. When we hold fear, we hold on and we can't let go. When we let go and we don't hold fear, everything starts to fall away that is not for us because it can't stay in our higher vibration. I hope you guys understand that, right? So this is really very important. So when we're feeling very, very sleepy and very lethargic and we are dragging around and we're noticing that we're gaining weight, it's because our light body is activating and it's building, and the amount of energy it takes in order for us to get into that higher state that higher frequency is so enormous, right? Part of this is also coming back into that true soul aspect, right? Through releasing judgment. We're still seeing judgment play out in the 3D reality, right? People still judging other people's opinions, other people's belief systems, the whole nine yards, right? And that goes right into our judgment of self. That's another rite of passage with activating and releasing so that we can step more fully onto our path, right? Everything is showing up to get us to let go of our own judgment, because when somebody shows up and you're judging them, right? How many times have we gone to, let's say, the grocery store, right? And you get out of your car and there's someone in the parking lot and they're wearing these bright orange and purple neon spandex stretchy pants and they're not a skinny mini, and you're looking and you're thinking, oh my God, I could see the cellulite. I see every like imperfection, every little, how could they wear that, right? That's really you holding a judgment against yourself that you're too uncomfortable to express yourself in the same way that they're expressing themselves, right? And so that is presenting and coming up in order to trigger you to see that and let it go. Because everything is a mirror for us, reflecting where we're not fully in balance with ourselves, right? And that's a good thing. We just let it go and just be like, okay, universe, thank you so much for bringing that person my way and putting them in my field. But you have to remember, everything is showing up to support and help us, right? So having that opinion and being like, you know what? It doesn't matter. I don't really care how my hair looks. I don't care if my nails need to be done. It doesn't really make a difference, and I'm just going to love myself through. And right now I'm in a place where, okay, so if I gained 10, 15, 20 pounds, no biggie, because at the end of the day, I chose this through my soul contract. I chose to be here. I chose to experience this. I chose to participate in it. And I chose to lend my vibration to whatever is playing out on the earth plane in the way that I am. And now if you take it up a notch, look at all of you beautiful souls who have joined Bobby and I here today to continue to take that journey and raise your vibration so that you can be a better version of you and not feed the old lack mentality of the third dimension and not play into that paradigm and let yourself be expressive in this new creative way of thinking, right? It's really powerful. Jen, you want to unmute and ask a question, hon? But she was just saying hi. Jen, did you want to ask a question? No? Okay. So Diane is asking, yes, kind of like bullying children and bullying it explained to my children. Yeah, so, you know, they're, and again, everything has a contract to it. Everything has a soul contract. It's what's showing up, right? What we're asking to have as an experience. So, you know, those who are very sensitive and find themselves in a state where they're bullied by others, that vibration is coming in to bring them back within themselves, right? Push them back into self-love so that they can, you know, not empath, not look outside of themselves, not participate in that way, but say, hey, you know, you don't have a right to bully me, and stand up for themselves, right? You have to remember the one key ingredient that's playing out now on the earth is self-love. The more we love ourselves and the more we choose us and the more we choose sovereignty, the greater our experience is going to be. It takes us out of the lower realm. So whatever's playing out down there does not have an impact on us. Bobby, did you want to say something?
I want to say that, you know, I've just been thinking about different things, but there's a lot of people that, you know, even I speak to, they don't even realize that they're empaths. They think everything that they feel, say, and do is of their own being. And it's so not, because when I go into the energy, I'm like, you are like a super empath, but you have to learn how to get past that. my niece for one. And, you know, I've experienced such deep empath things with my family. Like my sister, like somebody would be doing her hair, you know, like dyeing it or whatever. And this is a true story. And when she, I guess, woke up the next day, she felt suicidal. She felt like she was calling me like ready to kill herself. Like, and that was so not like her. Mm-hmm. And they kept telling me, that's not you. That's not you. That's not you. I think I told you the story already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't figure it out. I'm like, you had to be with or near somebody because it's not yours. She's like, I wasn't. I didn't. Nobody was here. I didn't speak with anybody. I can't take this life anymore. Nothing worth living. So my point of this is we figured out who it was, the girl that came to do her hair. She called her up and she's like, oh my God. She goes, after I left your house, I thought I just felt better from us talking. She says, but I've been feeling like that for over a year. Like I just wanted to end it. Mm-hmm. So my point to say this is that people don't even recognize that they are doing that and that these feelings that people go through, they're not your own.
Right. Which is one of the tools that we're going to talk about.
Yep.
Right. This is a really good place to bring this in. And you can teach this to your kids too. This is not just for you guys. Right. So Bobby, that's a great point because what I said when we first started this class, I was saying that, you know, we tune in and don't realize it through the chakra system, right? It's that exchange. Energy in, energy out, energy in, energy out. It's going back and forth constantly. We could bump into somebody, I mean, even at a grocery store, walk past them and, you know, activate something and pull into our field something from them, right? Now, does this mean that you should be putting yourselves in a protective bubble? No, because doing that or zipping yourself up, zipping the chakras up, I hear that all the time too. That is a dynamic of fear. So we don't want to do that because then what happens is you're trading off one thing for another. So you're trading off your ability to empath and now anchoring fear, right? Like, oh, I can't go out into the universe because I need to put myself in a bubble. I'm going to take on somebody else's stuff, right? We don't want to do that. But what we do want to do is we want to immediately from the moment that we feel a shift, that we feel off, we want to tune in and say, I feel like crap right now. What is going on with me? Find a space, close your eyes, start breathing, and come right into your heart center and just ask yourself, is this mine? Because you will feel it. Your body will either say, yes, it is, or no, it's not. So I think we should do an exercise of this. Yeah, let's do that, okay? So I want you guys to all sit back, right? You're not going to look at me. We're all going to have our eyes closed, but I want you guys to relax because it's an exercise in feeling into your higher self. I'm going to teach you how to access your higher self, all right? So we're going to feel into our higher self. So the first thing I want you to do is I want you to start to breathe in through your nose and gently out through your mouth and allow yourself to begin to feel your mind relaxing, allowing your body to relax. And as you're relaxing, continuing to breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, feeling that relaxation moving down through your body. And as you're breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, I want you to tune into your heart center. And as you're tuning into your heart center and breathing in through your nose and your mouth, I want you to imagine bringing the breath in through your heart center. And now I want you to recognize that in some small way, your consciousness is still operating from the center of your head. So imagine now shifting your awareness to the center of your head. And it's as if your consciousness is a small child that's kind of gotten away and just grab it by the hand, taking your consciousness right down through your face. So bringing your consciousness down through your eyes, through your nose, through your mouth, through your jaw. And bring your consciousness down in through your throat, coming down into your shoulders. And now feel your body once your consciousness hits your heart center. Just feel how it spills over, and that feeling will go down through the hands. It goes down into your thighs. And now just tuning into your heart center where your consciousness is now residing. That is the fourth dimensional portal, right? Access to the fourth dimension through the heart center. Keep breathing in and out. And I'm going to say a couple of statements, and I just want you to tune into how you're feeling. How does that area feel? If it's pulling in as your truth or pushing out as a non-truth. So the first statement, I am a divine co-creator with my universe. Just feel that pulling in or it's pushing out. My universe supports me in all that I do. Pulling in, pushing out. My ego should always be in charge. Pulling in. Out. My ego always runs the show. Pulling in, pushing out. I am a divine being of light. Pulling in, pushing out. I am an ascended master having a human experience. My higher self supports me in all that I do. And now as you begin to come back into your awareness of being you, and your higher self is wanting to anchor more, allow your higher self to be more present within your heart center. And as you continue to tune into your heart center, allow yourself to gently come into the awareness of your body. Come into the awareness of the seat that you are seated in, the room that you are in, the sound of my voice. And now we'll let yourself come back fully and open your eyes and so you guys should have felt that, how that felt when you were tuned in. And every time I said a phrase about the higher self or being a divine co-creator with your universe, that was pulling in, feel it coming into you, right? That's telling you that it is your truth. Right? That is right for you. That is a true statement. And your body, your energy body is telling you yes. And when I said about the ego, you could feel the resistance. There was some resistance there, right? And if you haven't felt it fully, then this is where you need to practice so that you can practice that. And that is your way of tuning in your energetic body, tuning in your spiritual body. So Larissa, you might feel a little lightheaded after that because I was holding a transmission, a frequency was coming through to help you guys raise your vibration. That's just part of the work I do. It comes through naturally. You know, some of you may see I'm a little pixelated on the screen. It just happens with the higher vibrational energy sometimes. You know, we're in a huge collective here where there's a higher dynamic at play. So sometimes that happens. So these are really good tools, you guys, that you could take these and play with them and share them with your kids and your family and stuff to help them. And this is really good too. I use it tuning in sometimes when I need to. You know, work with people who are maybe presenting in a way that is not their truth so that I could see clear to their truth. And I will just use that because sometimes there's resistance when somebody has significant wounding. So this is a really good, a good way of tuning in. Light language, Jasmine. Yeah, you might've gotten activated for that. It was funny because as I was thinking of you, Yeah, and that's okay. Don't control it. Let it just come. The more you do that, the less resistance you're in. You'll be, it'll activate, and then it'll just kind of like settle in. So just, you know, feel free to do what you have to do. That's beautiful. So does anybody have any questions about that? Yeah, Loretta, feeling heart palpitations. Yeah, so what you're doing is you're tuning into the frequency that is in your field, and the heart palpitations is where that fourth dimensional gateway, that the chakra, because you have to remember the heart center is where the astral plane is, right? So at night when we go to sleep, it's where we come out of. But now, because the energy on the earth has shifted, we're actually accessing that fourth dimensional portal, that gateway, every day in our day-to-day experience. So when we are feeling, you know, absolutely miserable, mad, angry, we're in third dimension again. When we're feeling higher, more aligned and lighter, then we're accessing more of the 4D. And so that's really important. So you might be in heart expansion right now. So you're feeling a little bit of the palpitations as your heart chakra is going into an expansion. Okay. I'm looking at your energy. I do not see anything that makes me concerned. So I just want to say that, not that I'm not a doctor, but I'm not seeing anything that is making me, I mean, Bobby, you could, you know, say what you see, but I don't see anything that's making me think you have to worry about that. Yeah.
I don't see anything. I see everybody as these, and I see everyone's aura today.
Bright lights. I know. Yeah, I know. We had a huge shift after that. So yeah, just soak that in. And you're, you know, you can listen, you can go back and listen to this recording again. I want to make a recording, a meditation for you guys of this. I've said this in other classes before. It's just a matter of being able to do this because of the situation that I have in the dynamic of the living space. Some of my stuff is downstairs that I need, but I am going to work on that. And everybody who's taken these classes is going to get a copy of that, so you guys can play with it and use it. I'm going to put that on my priority to-do list. And Carol, yeah, emotional. Yeah. Because you're opening and expanding your heart center. And when we open the heart center, the things that we have been avoiding dealing with, or that we didn't know we were holding on to, comes right out, right? And so this is where we're allowing ourselves now to expand that gateway, that portal. So every one of you will probably have a shift in how you're dreaming. So be prepared for that. Start writing down your dreams. It'll be very expansive for you. It's going to be fun. So just take it as fun. And if you're crying, what's that?
I didn't know you weren't done. I said I wanted to say something else.
Oh yeah, I'm going to, just one more point. But if you're emotional, right, the best thing you could do is just let it go. So Carol, if you feel like you really need to cry, just shut your video down. You'll still be connected. Just go to the tab that says video if you're uncomfortable crying on video. But I will tell you right now, we're all sending you lots and lots of love as you're having a huge shift. So just honor yourself in this moment. It's nothing but love here, really. Yeah, this is beautiful. And believe it or not, you know, people that work with me, a lot of times I will experience them crying within the first like 10, yeah, Bobby knows, in the first 10 or 20 minutes. And, you know, we haven't even really gotten into the work yet. We're just sitting talking, but I carry a transmission through my frequency. It's what I do. You can go read my post. It's called Faith. I am a frequency activator, intermediary, transcending humanity. It came through one. It's a higher self. It's a aspect of me. It just is. And it carries a frequency that accesses the heart, that helps provide shift. So you guys feel sleepy, close your eyes, go to sleep. You'll have the replay. There's no judgment here. Just enjoy every moment of this and receive what you're supposed to be receiving. That's all, you know.
So you probably released something from someone that you've been holding, or your own.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now that you're taking this, you were meant to take this class so that you can then open the heart center and release it. So yeah. My point, what I wanted to say was, it's not just emotions from an empath, that you'll hold, being an empath, you will hold physical, emotional, it's all mind, body, spirit. It's not just the emotional, because you can walk into a room and be fine, and then all of a sudden you're like, I have a headache, or my knee hurts, or what the heck, I didn't feel this today. So you're picking up all aspects of what an empath would. Excuse me. It happens sometimes. So if you want to like talk a little bit about that too.
About what? About picking up?
The pain, like the pain that you pick up, physical pain.
Yeah, which is why we don't want to empath like that, right? Because in tuning in like that, it can certainly bring that into our field. Like Bobby was saying earlier, I just want to go back and touch on this for a second because we kind of moved away with the meditation, but this is a really important point. So when we're connecting with someone, you know, we hear about energy vampires all the time, right? So somebody that wants to, that comes into our reality, interacts with us, and the next thing we know, we're completely drained from that person. We've all felt this. But actually, we do the same thing without realizing it, especially from those who are healers, right, that have taken that as their contract. And another thing, while it's coming through, is just because we have taken on a contract of a healer and you feel aligned with healing does not mean that you have to study Reiki or you have to do something in healing arts, because every single one of us, no matter where we are in our reality, right, working a job or whatever, we're actually where we are supposed to be, where we are. We're serving a purpose to uplift the vibration of those around us who are associating with us, right? So it doesn't necessarily mean we have to go study Reiki right away or anything like that, although Reiki is its own initiation. It's an activator of sorts coming, bringing you into a higher state of awareness. But we're constantly interplaying with other people's energy, which is why I said it's so important that we have to check ourselves and say, is this mine? Here's another tool. So when we are out and about, and like I said, we don't want to bubble ourselves, right? That's fear. We don't want to zip up the chakras. That's more fear. So we don't want to do that because that's playing into the old third dimensional paradigm that we have to protect ourselves. You don't do that, right? What we have to do is raise our vibration so we're way above the lowest aspect of fourth dimension where some of the astral entities exist, right? But I've never been attacked by any of them. I don't feed into that. There are people that came in with soul contracts specifically to engage with those beings, right? That's their purpose, is to clear that field. That is not my purpose. It's not your purpose either. So, but having that awareness, and let's say you interact with somebody and you accidentally take their pain, their bad day, right? Like what Bobby was explaining that her niece did. Now, the first thing I would do would find a quiet space to go to, right? And in that quiet space, that exercise that we just did where we went into the little meditation, when you practice that exercise, it's going to be fast. You're not taking the 10 minutes anymore to do all of the steps. You're not doing that because you're so in tune to your heart center. You're so in tune to your higher self that when you're asking for that guidance, the higher self is going to come in automatically. So you get the quiet place, sit down, close your eyes, start breathing, tune into your heart center. You expect your higher self to be there, right? So it's automatically coming down to meet you because this is how we're doing it. We're anchoring this awareness, and it's an awareness. We're anchoring that awareness in, and we're tuning into the heart center. So we're dropping our consciousness down into the heart, into that fourth dimensional state of being right in the heart. And we're saying, I feel so heavy right now. Is this heaviness mine? Do I feel this? Is this me? Did I do something? Did I shift? And you will either hear a yes or a no, right? Like I just asked and I heard no right away. Before I even got the whole question out, I heard no, right? You guys start practicing this and you will start to see that it'll start to come and you'll get it. And you're like, okay, is this heaviness mine? No. Where's this heaviness coming from? Probably an outside source, right? So while you're in that state of being, eyes are closed, focused on the heart, we wanting to, and you guys can all tune in and do this with me, right? I'm not just showing you. You guys can experience this too. So close your eyes, expectation, hands are on the heart. We're expecting that our higher self is meeting us in our heart center, right? You can feel that fill up the rest of your body. Drop your consciousness, bring it down from the middle of the mind, drop it right down to the heart center. And then tune into something that you're feeling, right? And so feeling a little emotional, feeling a little out of sorts. And ask, is what I'm feeling mine? And if you hear no, then you know you have to clear your frequency, clear your energy. And if you hear yes, then you know that there is something that is deeper within you that is upsetting you, and that's okay too. So stay here. We're going to go through the next step. And the next step would be to start breathing through the nose and out the mouth while you're supporting your heart center. And as you're breathing through the nose and out the mouth, I want you to take that breath in through the nose. And as you blow it out through the mouth, I want you to bring it down into the heart and blow it right out the heart center. So bring it in through the nose. Let it travel down through the heart, and then imagine that you're blowing the breath out the heart center, clearing that chakra. And I want you to just keep doing that, seeing the darkness leaving that chakra, seeing that green energy turning to a bright emerald green. And eventually, I want you to see that breath that's coming out of that heart chakra to be a beautiful crystalline white light, beautiful crystalline breath right through that heart cell. That is telling you that you have shifted whatever energy was held there. And now you're gonna do a quick check again and say, how am I feeling? Am I feeling good? Yes, it is looking like I have cleared that distortion. And I can now start to bring myself back to the awareness of my body, bringing myself back to the awareness that is me. And as I am bringing myself back, I can just come back into the awareness of the room. And upon entering again, open my eyes and be present. Right?
That was cool.
Yeah.
What I was taught years ago was, you take your two hands, you put them on your gut,
mm-hmm.
your belly button, like this,
mm-hmm.
and you say, what is not made of me, be gone from me. That's what I've used, and that's what I've taught my clients and such. So, but this is cool.
Yeah.
I like breathing out through the heart. That feels like a lot quicker, mm-hmm. and it doesn't leave a sense of doubt when you do this, because people are like, what do I do? I'm like, well, I was taught what I just told you, and it, like, that was it. But this is like the breath to push it all out. So I like that.
Yeah. And we're just really clearing that chakra out the heart center, because that is the, you know, the plane where we're traveling in and out of. It's where we're accessing the most information. You know, granted, the mental empath is in the solar plexus, and the emotional empath is in the sacral chakra. So, you know, we're working with all the body chakra systems, but if you're starting to work within your energy field and you're clearing through the astral plane, which is in the heart center, then you're really not holding on to anything at all, because you've already brought the higher self down to kind of do the work and shift out, right? And when we get sick, that energy that we've been empathing has taken a super hold on us. That's what happens when we get sick, right? But until we get sick, we can keep clearing it and it will never take a stronghold, which is why we have to always
be in it. Sick from that.
Yeah, we always have to be in conscious awareness of, you know, our energy body, really. Yeah. Right. Diana, your head and your neck. Yeah, because we're clearing all pathways, you know, we have to realize too, we're clearing all pathways. And, you know, the back of the neck, that occipital, if you touch the back of your neck where that indentation in, That's where the light codes are coming in and out of. Diana, I am so sorry. I did not know that about your dad. So we're sending you.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're sending you a lot of extra love here. Sorry for your loss. So we're always clearing and expanding. And yeah, so when we have, if we have any kind of pain or any kind of aches or anything like that, these are really good tools to use for that too, right? It's not just to bring ourselves back in alignment. But if you think about it from this way, now, I work with galactic beings, channel them. They help me with understanding a lot of, you know, the energy components and inner workings of the body. And they tell me all the time that when the light codes that we're constantly sharing with each other, receiving from the sun, receiving from all this crazy energy that I'm always posting about, right? Photonic light, plasma light, we're like integrating all of these different big energies. They come through into the field, into that big electromagnetic field around us, and sometimes they get stuck. And if we're doing something like taking this class where there's a lot of information coming through and a lot of energy and a lot of shifting and everything, then what ends up happening is we're clicking on all of those codes at one time. They all want to rush in, and then we get a headache, we get a neck ache, we get shoulder aches, right? Because it's an expansion that's happening fast instead of happening gradually. So, no, these exercises are, you could use them for virtually anything, but I'm giving them to you for your ability as an empath. So, but you know, any of the classes that Bobby and I have taught or any of my solo classes, they've always got techniques and tools for you guys to be able to use that. My posts that I write, I'm sharing constantly, sharing tons and tons of information that helps you out too, just so we can navigate these times, because the energy is very tricky sometimes, and we could feel like we're picking somebody else's stuff up all the time as we're clearing, but we're also clearing those timelines within our own field, which I talked about earlier from the Akashic records, right? So all of those childhood memories whooshing out. If we feel something and we go, oh, that was a memory from my childhood, and we get stuck in that, we anchor it right back in. So we're not doing our work. We need to just let it whoosh through us. Right? That's the best way to clear it. Yeah, Gretchen, vertigo and spinning energy is, so your energetic field, that electromagnetic field is, hey Kim, is not, is, thank you for joining us, is not spinning or aligned rather with the Earth's magnetic field. So when a shift happens, and we had four gateways in April, right? So this month we had four major gateways. These four gateways were targeting the Trinity codes that we are integrating, right? The 444. It's what we were talking about earlier with Larissa. So if you think about the 444, four being that, you know, master builder, its foundations and all of that. But then if you add the fours together, you get that 12 energy again, which is the soul mastery. And then that 12 breaks down to 3, which is expansion. So this month, which is why it feels so intensely heavy, is because what we're doing is we're actually integrating the Trinity code finally that we've been working on for the last 3 years. So going back to October of 2017, we've been working through the patriarchal abuse of power, right? And that started as we were integrating and healing the divine masculine aspect. And we're all doing this, not just men, women are doing this too. So now this month, we're merging or integrating that holy trinity of divine masculine, divine feminine, and then the holy baby, which is actually creation. So that creation aspect is then bringing us into that fifth dimensional consciousness, because anytime we do something creative, like we're, you know, painting or singing or dancing or creating or making something, making videos, singing songs, or anything, anything where we're expressive and we're using that right brain, that is bringing us up into a fifth dimensional state of consciousness, right? So that's where we are now. We're very, very going into that fifth dimensional expansion, which is kind of funny because we're entering into a 5 month. So this is asking us to change now yet again and break that down, you know. Larissa, did you have anything on May? Anything that we should know that you want to share?
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Hi, everybody. So 5 is all things about change, like mm-hmm. you said, but it's change for expansion, change for growth, and the sense where it's going to lead to freedom. So the problem with the change energy is many people will fear it because they think it's something bad,
right.
But it's just expect the unexpected. It's change that it's for your own good, and you can be a part of it, and it's been working all these months to get you here, but you really have no control. It's like the momentum of a car being pushed down a hill and you're at the bottom, and it's like, you're going to get barreled over. Like, you can't stop it now. So, it's also, if you haven't been doing the good work, but obviously everybody is, it's calling you to be the change maker.
Right.
Does that help?
Interesting.
Yes. Yes. And so to add to that, so I'm just going to show you how the universe works and gives you this information when you're tuning in. So back in January, and I'm going to validate what Larissa said about freedom. So back in January, I was actually on my way out east, right? I live on Long Island, to an astrologer who was going to talk about the energy of 2020. And as we're driving in the car, my friend is driving, and all of a sudden I go, woo, right up into 5D consciousness. And I'm like, ah! And I'm like, I feel so happy right now. And it was like I had inhaled helium or something. And all of a sudden I was like, I don't know what's wrong with me, but suddenly I feel free, freedom. I feel freedom, freedom. And I'm like, and I keep feeling like I'm in the month of May. I'm in May. And I'm telling her this, and she's laughing at me. She knows me by now. And I'm like, I don't know. I feel like there's something coming in May, and May is going to be freedom. And there's something happening in May that's going to be really big, and we have all this access. So I just wanted to share that because I've posted on it in my posts on all my pages. And if you read back, so Larissa, what you're saying, I can validate from an internal spiritual part of this because I felt it. Yeah.
Thank you. That's amazing. So that's universal energy.
Yes.
Can I share as a treat to all the ladies how they can get their personal energy? You guys want? Okay. So so the universal energy is a 5, right? But it's for the month. But let's say you take your birthday and you take your day. So I'm April 1st, right? So you'd have to know your personal year. But let's just say I'm in a 9 personal year. And so 9 and the 5 is what? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. It's a 5 for me personally as well. But that doesn't mean it's a 5 personally for all of you.
Right.
So it's another level of understanding, like, okay, I'm in a 5, but what should I focus on? So for me, it's like a double change, double expansion. But for somebody else, it might be new beginning. It might be romance. It might be love. And it's trying to tell you, change the romance, change the love, change the work, change.
Yeah.
So you could get really fun with it. But it's funny because I map my months out. That's how I live.
Yeah.
I had a reading with Larissa, and if anybody wants a numerologist, go to her. She's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know what? Put your information in the group chat. This way everybody has it.
I was shaking when I was speaking to Bobby because I like she's a mentor, you know, and she's pushing me out of my shell. She's like,
yeah, but everybody's a mentor for each other, right? You're all my teachers too. So we're always teaching each other is the way it is. So, and you know what? I definitely want to talk to you, Larissa, because I would like to do a class like this with you. Come on.
That would be a lot.
That would be a whole
I've had reading
an animal. Yeah. I love that type of stuff. Yeah. But you see how everything is connected to everything, right? And I'm not a numerologist, but I'm in tune with the cosmos. I get the frequency download. Yeah. So while I was heading out there to the astrologer to hear about this presentation, I was getting these massive downloads. And I have to say it was for the whole month of January. I think that was on like January 11th. And then for the whole month of January and the whole month of February, well, I kept walking around thinking I was in the month of May. That's how strong it was. And then my guides told me that we were activating more freedom codes, because last July 4th, I woke up in the morning and it was like this pull to write about freedom and our sovereignty. You could go back to that post from last July 4th. And, you know, I was writing about how we need to stand our sovereignty. And so it was already starting then. So like all of this stuff, this is what I've done, all of this, my whole entire life. I've worked with people who were able to help me understand and then connected with people that were able to expand that. So the more you work with people, right, no matter who it is, whether it's me, Larissa, Bobby, Kim, any of you, when you have your specialties with what you do, Jen, you know, all of you beautiful beings who are holding so much light, we're always activating each other, and we're connecting in such a way that we're kicking off light codes for each other. So that's why I do these classes, and we try to keep the prices low on them and bring through this information, because when you start to see how it's all connected, we're like on the super highway of interconnectedness of all there is, right? Like it's all of us together. And now having this interaction with each other here is going to trigger those next set of codes, those light codes and key codes within your field, right? Within that electromagnetic field that I keep talking about, that's going to amplify that process. So, you know, in a situation where you're finding yourself with spinning energy or vertigo or, you know, dizziness or balance issues, get in bed, lay down, get in bed. And what I want you to do is I want you to start breathing into your body, right? Just taking the breaths in. I want you to close your eyes, you to relax. And what I want you to make believe you're doing is you're doing a diagnostic on your body, okay? Because when you're feeling that way, it just means to me that your big electromagnetic field is in some way not spinning in alignment with the frequency that the earth is on, and you need to spin it faster. You need to bring your vibration up, right? Sometimes, and I'll show you, yesterday I was in between client sessions and I started doodling, right? I was coloring. Sometimes I feel like watercolor painting, and I will do that. I'm in my bedroom where I'm on my art desk, actually. So if I turn the camera the other way, you'd see the mess of my art desk. But so do something that's going to pick your vibration up. We want to come up into 5D, right? So singing, dancing, stuff that you can do fast is going to bring your vibration up. Coloring, painting, things like that, right? That's going to help amplify the field. Because all that is, it just means that you were not paying attention. The earth shifted up in its vibration, and now you got to catch up. That's all that means. There's nothing wrong with you. Okay.
Now, remember that video, Kim, the other day you sent me the video from that woman, and I sent it to you, Maria. Did you watch it? It was so good at the end of the video. Kim, do you remember the one you sent me? What was her name?
The Asian lady?
No, Dolores Cannon?
Yeah.
Dolores Cannon.
That was the one you sent me, because that explained, yeah, like what you explained, Maria, but it explained it in such a way. I can't. Did you watch it?
I didn't. I was too busy.
So good. Kim, did you watch the end of that one?
Yeah. I sent it to you.
Channel. Yeah. I didn't know if some people thought, I guess, would stop after the guy read the book part, but when they did the part, was at the Palladians, I think, or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was so informative. Like, mm-hmm, the whole thing. It was maybe like 17 minutes long for that part of it, but I think everybody should watch that. if you're talk like going with what Maria is talking about, the fourth and fifth dimension, it explains who we are, why we're here. It's different than anything I've ever heard before.
You know what I'll do? I'll throw it in the email out when I send the video.
I just think it was so good. Kim, do you agree?
Yeah, but you're mixing up the videos. That was not Dolores Cannon.
Who was that?
That was the Asian lady. I can't remember her name.
No, not the Naya, not the Nyla.
Nyla was the one that gave the message from the Palladians.
No, this is the end of the other video with the guy that got the book from Dolores.
Well, so they're both Palladians? They're both Palladians.
I think it was. It was something about... Go ahead, Maria. Sorry.
You send me the video, and I'll link it in the email and send it out.
I sent it to you.
No, I know, but do you know how many people have sent me video? Hey, you should look at this. What do you think of this? What do you think of that?
No, we send each other so many videos.
Yeah.
I have to, tomorrow I'm taking a day off and I'm just going to go through all the stuff
that everybody should really, that's on this call, because I think that it explains in a different way what Maria explains, but it's all in one video. It's so cool.
This is nothing new that I'm teaching. It's just
I know.
I've made this a way of my life, and now and it's what helps, and it's just that people don't know. And unless, you know, back then, we have to look at it from this perspective too. Back then, people weren't sharing on Facebook, and I'm on Twitter and Instagram and YouTube, my YouTube channel and all, right? People weren't doing that. So now I have, you know, really started to push it out there. And the guides kept saying over the last couple of years, transparency is key. Just get out there. So I kind of put it out there. And, you know, another class that I'll have coming is demystifying alien abductions, because I worked with the Zeta Reticula, who are a species of the gray, and they want their story told now, you know. So this is all like, I have to step up to the plate, and I have to own who I am. And this way I can continue to raise my vibration and stand on my soul path and do the work that I need to do, you know. So yeah, so we're all doing it, but I can tell you that there is no such thing as a new thought, because every thought that we have is a recycled thought, because it's just how it is in the continuum, that there is nothing that is new. We're all regurgitating thoughts from like centuries and centuries and centuries. And so it's just maybe how we're now presenting it. So that is what the difference is here. But I'll work with you, Bobby, on getting that video that you liked, and then I'll send it out with this recording when it gets posted. What else did we want to talk about? Was there any questions? So we explained the field. Good, Larissa has her information out there. So you guys that want a session with her, you can take her information right off of you. Yeah, I adore Bobby too, just in case, and Kim, and all of you. Thank you.
Kim's show started, if anybody's interested, if you don't watch it.
Yes, Kim's show. So if you guys take to what channel? A&E channel? Is that what it is?
A&E, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, Kim, you want to say something about it real quick?
Well,
there
were six episodes all together. Next week will be the fourth episode. So the previous three can be watched on the A&E website. And next week is Nene Leakes from the Atlanta Housewives. And so it's just a 1 hour of taking you out of this realm and bringing you into another realm, and everything about spirits and talking. I'm doing personal readings with the celebrities, and it's just a very entertaining show, and it's been getting good ratings, so we'll see.
Yeah, but
we'll see what happens.
Deeper than that. You don't see it as that, but the one with Paula Abdul was such an amazing experience for her, and you could feel, the empath, you could feel that she was just so light after all that came through about her parents and the child and stuff. It's a healing show.
It was very healing. Yeah, very healing. She had a meltdown that they couldn't show. Obviously, they cut that out. She had a huge meltdown. But like Maria always says, we have to sort of melt down to be built back up.
Yeah.
We have to release. Right now, so many of us are releasing. And from my experience and everyone I talked to, I did a reading yesterday for a woman who actually does this work, and she wanted to know why she was bloated all the time. And I'm not sure if anybody here has that, you know, symptom of bloating, but, and fatigue is a big one. So a lot of people, I guess, is as you're trying to, Marie, you call them like fractals.
Well, we talked about that talked about that earlier on the call, but you know, bloating is part of it too. It's where, what's happening is it doesn't really have anything to do with the fractals as much as it has to do with the light that's coming in. You have to remember, we have all these streams of light coming in. So the one main stream of light that makes us exhausted, that gives us that foggy, groggy feeling, is photonic light. And photonic light is a living consciousness light, right? So when it comes in and it hits our field, it hits our field and it's looking for distorted energy to shift that. So, you know, when we have a virus, right, we'll use a virus. So when we have a virus, the virus, what it does is it creates a need for the cell to detox itself, right? That's why we get sick when we have a virus or a flu-like thing. And the cell actually has to expel the toxin because our body has built up toxins in our cells. So the photonic light does something very similar in that when it comes into the body from the sun, because the sun is a filter, the sun is a projector for us, right? And that photonic light is actually coming in from the great central sun, which is located in the, like, the cosmic center of the galaxy. So as the light is coming through our sun, and it doesn't matter if it's cloudy or not, it's such a high frequency light that we can't see it, but we're feeling it. And what it does is when it hits our body, our energy body, it goes in and it hunts for distortions. It hunts for where we're holding lack consciousness, where we're holding negative energy. And so it actually bends that energy and brings that energy more to the surface in our body, which is then that bloating feeling. And then we have other light like plasma coming through now is a very viscous, dense light. It's very heavy. That's why the house creaks when it's, you know, hitting your field, because the plasma is like the roto-rooter for the body. So when the plasma comes in, it kind of roto-roots out what the photonic light has lifted from the field. So you're going to feel that bloating because it's actually the expansion of your light body. It's the expansion mm-hmm. into the higher frequency. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for asking that question, Kim, because we didn't exactly talk about bloating earlier, but that would be the reason for the bloating, you know. So we have to look at it. We have to be aware, you know, on a very high level that we don't always see what is playing out in our reality, right? Things are happening to us. We don't know what the hell it is. I mean, so I'll give you an example. Gamma. When gamma comes in, you guys will be laying in bed and you'll feel like electrical stim running down your arms and you'll feel it in your fingers and down your legs, right? That's gamma energy. And gamma comes through, it's working on our immune system and a neurological system. And it makes us feel hyper. It gives us the heart palpitations and it makes us feel agitated and anxious, right? Especially if you're laying in bed at night, it's like being on a supercharge, the Ever Ready Rabbit. And then you're like, I gotta do something. And you're like, I don't know what to do. It's 1 o'clock in the morning and I can't get up and wake everybody up. But so that's what happens, right? And that's gamma energy. So what gamma is doing is working through the neurological aspects of our body. And then as it works through the neurological, it will make us forgetful. And so there was a point in time where I had spent a long time in gamma, went out to my car, and I was putting something in the back, and it's a Jeep, it's a hatchback. So I have to pull the latch and then pick up the back. And I stood there, like I was having a glitch, and I looked at my vehicle and I was just standing there looking at my vehicle. And finally my friend came out of the house because she was going to work, and she's like, what's the matter? And I'm like, I don't know, I can't remember how to open this. And so, and she looked at me for a second and she's like, seriously? And I'm like, yeah, I don't, I know it's here somewhere, but I don't remember exactly where it is. And then all of a sudden, the minute I said that, the glitch went away and boom, I was like right there again in the bed. And I was like, oh yeah, I got it. And I figured it out. But like gamma will do that because it's working in the neurological system. So it's those days where you're going to pick up, let's say a fork, and you're trying to tell somebody, here, you need a fork. And you're like, here, you need a, I forget what this is called. I can't remember what this is called. And then you think, you know, oh my God, I'm having Alzheimer's or something. That's not that. Right. So this is where these energies are creating these shifts within our physical body that we're not aware of. Right. So we have to, there we go. So we have to just be conscious of it. And this is where it's really important to do this work so that you're not sitting there going, oh my God, I'm sick. I'm going to die. There's something wrong. And getting into that, because you will create that, right? We're seeing lots and lots of people showing up automatically in stage 4 cancer. And that's because all of that that's released in their field now comes flooding into the field. And it's just, boom, just happens because the energy is so fast on the earth. So
I get that too, Jackie, the twitching.
So, yeah. And, you know, so twitching can be, though, like a resistance to something. And it depends on where the twitching is happening. But, you know, usually twitching is like a resistance to something. If it's in your eye, it's like resistance to maybe seeing something that you don't want to see. You know, like really not feeling good about what you're wanting to see, you know. Yasmin, just breathe through that. I want you to just breathe through it while it's happening. Gretchen says, now being called to open up my own gifts and path, I have always labeled myself as an empath, but never really leaned into what that meant and what and how it could lead to happening or helping more people. Larissa and Jen and I have been brought together and she's recommended I join today. Grateful for the discussion. Yes, we love having you here. Definitely. Thank you for joining us. We're honored to have you as well. So thank you for joining us. Yeah, it's very, very powerful for all of you to be here. And there's no mistake, remember, because this is a process and there is living consciousness energy in this transmission that's coming through today, right? This is how the energy has changed. So if you go back and you pull this file out, once you get it and you listen to it a month or two or three from now, you're going to hear something completely different because the energy is always shifting and expanding and you're going to receive something different from it. So, you know, yeah, that's why it makes it fun. And then everybody's energy is going to be in an expanded state. So that's what's better than that. All right. I think we tackled everything that I had written down on the list. So I'm just going to ask, is there anybody that has anything that they want to talk about or that they are needing clarification on this?
Before we go, left a message.
Did anybody want to say anything? If you want to, you can join us now. Otherwise, we're gonna bring this to a close.
No? Wait, Gretchen just wrote something. I'm gonna read it.
Yeah, she was saying that she just is feeling grateful to be here, and that's why I said we're grateful to have her too. Yeah. All right. So, all right, guys, so I think we're going to end the session. And don't forget, you're all going to get a copy of the audio file for this. It's not going to be the video, so don't worry. Nobody will see you. and then if Bobby gets me that video, I'm definitely going to share it in that as well. And as soon as this is ready, so expect within like 48 hours for this to come out, right? So thank you. Sending you all so much love. So grateful for all of this. Thank you. Thank you.
Have a great day, everybody. Thank you.
All right, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.